Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, written and read by Bronnie Ware.
From the Tropics to the Snow. I can't find my teeth, I can't find my teeth. The familiar call flowed into the room as I attempted to have my scheduled afternoon off. Placing the book I was reading on the bed, I wandered out into the living area. As expected, Agnes was standing there looking both confused and innocent, smiling her gummy grin. We both burst out laughing. The joke should have worn thin by now, as the misplacement of her teeth happened at least every few days. But it never did. I'm sure you do this just to get me back out here with you, I laughed as I began today's search in now familiar places. Outside, snow continued to fall, enhancing the coziness and warmth of the cottage. Shaking her head, Agnes was adamant. Not at all, darling. I took them out before my nap, but when I awoke, I couldn't find them anywhere. Other than her memory loss, she was as bright as a button. Agnes and I came to be living together 4 months earlier, when I had responded to an advertisement for a live-in companion. As an Australian in England, I had been doing a live-in job in a pub to keep a roof over my head. It had been fun, and some lovely friendships were made with other staff and the locals. Bar skills were definitely handy and had enabled me to start work immediately on my arrival in the country, so for that I was grateful. But it came time for a change. The 2 years prior to going overseas was spent living on a tropical island, as picturesque as any postcard could ever portray. After more than a decade of working in the banking industry, I had needed to try an existence that released me from the Monday to Friday 9-to-5 grind. One of my sisters and I ventured to an island in North Queensland for a holiday to gain our scuba diving certificates. While she cracked on to our diving instructor, which of course was very beneficial for us in passing our tests, I climbed a mountain on the island. While sitting on an enormous boulder in the sky, smiling, I had an epiphany. I wanted to live on an island. 4 weeks later, the bank job was no more, and my belongings were either sold or sent to a shed on my parents' farm. 2 islands were chosen from a map simply for their geographic suitability. I knew nothing else about these islands, other than I liked their location and there was a resort on each of them. This was before the internet, where you could find out anything about everything in a flash. With application letters in the mail, I headed north, destination unknown. It was 1991, also before mobile phones arrived en masse in Australia a few years later. Along the way, my carefree spirit was given a timely and cautious warning, as a hitchhiking experience saw me retiring from that occupation very quickly. Finding myself on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, way off track from the requested town, rang enough warning bells for me to never put my thumb out again. He said he wanted to show me where he lived, as houses faded away and bushland thickened, the dirt road showing few signs of regular visitors. Thankfully, I stayed strong and determined, managing to talk myself out of the situation. Only a few slobbery kisses were attempted from him as I finally exited the car rather quickly in the right town. So that was the end of my hitchhiking.